Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs produced by Frank Wilson. Coming up this half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, Brenda Holloway, The Four Tops, Eddie Kendricks, The Temptations, Patrice Holloway, and Diana Ross and the Supremes. A little more about Frank Wilson during this segment. He left Motown record label in 1976, and he became a born-again Christian. He is a minister, traveling and writing books with his wife, Bunny Wilson, and is also involved in the production of gospel music as well. In 2004, he founded the New Dawn Christian Village in Los Angeles. Well, during his musical writing days and production days, Frank Wilson had a variety of Motown artists that he'd worked with, some of which you've heard during this hour so far. Other than the Motown artists, he also produced songs for Tina Turner, the Ike Ets, Alton McLean and Destiny, Lenny Williams, Renee Gaeder, and in 2002 for Mr. Cheeks and in 2006 for John Mayer. Well, here is another produced Frank Wilson tune, a great song from the Supremes after Diana Ross had left the group. This is Stone Love from 1970, right here on Motown Memories.
Now I want to tell you of a great love. Surely light up darkened worlds if you'll just believe. Stone love.
She Don't ask
Tom Memory from the Four Tops. That's the Way Nature Planned It. That was recorded and released in 1971 and produced by Frank Wilson. Before that, a song made much more famous with the rendition by the Blood, Sweat, and Tears. But this was Brenda Holloway who co-wrote the song, You Made Me So Very Happy, from 1969, produced by Frank Wilson. And we started with the Supremes, Stone Love, 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs produced by Frank Wilson for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, the only song produced by Frank Wilson that reached number one in the U.S. Billboard charts, from Eddie Kendricks, Keep on Truckin'. Well, of course, Eddie had scores of hits on the Motown record label as part of the Temptations, and he had a number two single on Motown, a Supremes Temptations collaboration entitled I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. He wanted to break away from the Temptations, and he became a solo artist. But while his first two albums did not produce a single that made the top 60, he was a hot attraction in the New York disco scene, thanks to the songs called Girl, You Need a Change of Mind and Date with the Rain. Those two numbers from his second album were so popular that Kendricks had to include them wherever he performed in Manhattan. Well, with his third solo album, Kendricks had a new manager and a new producer and suddenly found his career in high gear. That new producer was Frank Wilson. Frank brought him a scratchy demo of a 7-minute song called Keep on Truckin', and Eddie at the time boasted, quote, I knew it was a hit because of the title. The old people used to truck when they were dancing, and I knew the trucking industry would enhance the record and embrace it, quote. Well, just to be sure that that happened, the sound of a truck roaring down the highway was strategically mixed into the single. Well, here is a song produced by Frank Wilson, Eddie Kendricks, Keep on Truckin', right here on Motown Memories. Patrice Holloway, Brenda Holloway's sister. That was a song called Stevie, and that was Frank Wilson's first song he ever produced in 1963. Before that, The Temptations with All I Need from 1967, and we start with Eddie Kendrick's number one Keep on Truckin' from 1973, all produced by Frank Wilson. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs produced by Frank Wilson for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, The Supremes and Diana Ross and The Supremes, two great songs. The first one, Up the Ladder to the Roof, recorded in 1970 after Diana Ross had left the group. Well, Frank Wilson produced and co-wrote the song with New York songwriter Vincent DiMarco. Wilson usually worked material up from the piano, but he gave this song a different flavor by building it around DiMarco's guitar. The sessions came easy, Frank recalled. He was quoted as saying that there was no pressure at all. I guess that's why it was so easy for me. I didn't have first dibs. Every producer was recording them, so it was wide open. Berry Gordy just liked the stuff I did better. Well, this was the first song recorded after Diana Ross had left the group that made top 40 status. There was some discussion about who should actually replace Diana Ross. Berry Gordy's first choice was Syreeta Wright, also known as Rita Wright, and she was married to Stevie Wonder at the time. She was originally selected, but then Berry changed his mind after collaborating with Mary Wilson, one of the other Supremes, and Gene Terrell took Diana Ross's place. Well, Up the Ladder to the Roof was irresistible, and it succeeded with Gene Terrell as the third Supreme. The record got a big boost when the, quote, new Supremes, unquote, made their first public appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, which was a wildly popular Sunday night live show in the United States. Here are the new Supremes with Up the Ladder to the Roof, right here on Motown. This hour, all songs produced by Frank Wilson. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.